My brother reached over me to grab the salt, but Mom said that's bad manners. He's so rude sometimes.
Learning manners are an important part of growing up, and they can also show God's love. Guess what? You're listening to the one and only Keys for Kids, a great way to grow your faith in God. My name is Zach. Excuse me. Yes, sir. No, ma'am. Thank you. Please. Do you mind your manners when you're at a friend's house? How about when you're at home? Did you know that having good manners is one way to show others the love of God? It's true, and that's what our story's all about. But first, let's check out Titus chapter 3, verse 2. It says, "Be peaceable and considerate, and always be gentle toward everyone." Our story today is called The Manners Game. "Excuse me," Dex said as he reached across his sister's plate to get the salt. Phoebe frowned. "Do that again and I'll wipe my knife on your shirt." "Hey, watch your manners, both of you," said Mom. "Dex, if you want something, please ask to have it passed." "But it's quicker to get it myself," said Dex. "It might be quicker, but it's not good manners," Mom said. "And good manners are important." "That's right," said Dad. "They're one of the ways we show others God's love. To have good manners, we need to put others before ourselves. Sounds a lot like how Jesus wants us to live, doesn't it?" As Phoebe started to leave the table, Dad stopped her. "Before you leave, Phoebe, you need to ask to be excused, remember?" "I know," said Mom. "Let's make a game to help you remember." "A game?" asked Dex doubtfully. "What kind of game?" "I'll make a chart on the whiteboard, and you'll each get 20 check marks to start," replied Mom. "We'll erase a mark each time you use bad manners, like reaching in front of someone or interrupting people who are talking. At the end of the week, the winner gets a special treat, and then we'll start over." Dex groaned. "I'll never remember all the stuff we're supposed to do and not do." "We'll all help you, Dex," said Dad. The plan worked well. At the end of the first week, Dex was only a few points behind Phoebe. "Hey, this is kind of fun," he said. "I'll beat you next time, Phoebe. I'm getting better at No way you're going to beat me," Phoebe shot back. "Oh, no," she said as Mom erased a mark by her name. "I forgot the don't interrupt rule." As the family sat down to dinner the next evening, Mom was smiling. "I ran into your friend Jed's mom at the store today, Dex," she said. "She told me how kind and well-mannered you were at their house earlier this week. It really seemed to have an effect on her." Dad smiled. "See, Dex? That's why it's important to have good manners. When we treat others with kindness and respect, we're showing them the love of Jesus." So how about you? Do you have good manners, both at home and when you're with other people? Sometimes it may be harder to have good manners at home than when you're someplace else, but God wants you to be thoughtful and courteous toward everyone, including your family members. Be kind and considerate wherever you are, and let your good manners show others the love of Jesus. Our key verse today?
Titus 3:2. Be peaceable and considerate, and always be gentle toward everyone.
And our key thought for today? Show love through good manners. Did you know that there are 1.9 billion kids all around the world? Each one of them needs to hear about Jesus, and you can tell them with the Keys for Kids Storyteller. It combines God's Word and Keys for Kids stories with an adorable creature feature stuffed animal. Every purchase includes the cost to donate a storyteller to a child who doesn't know about being saved. Help other kids learn about Jesus today at keysforkids.org/storyteller. I'm Zach. Thanks for listening to Keys for Kids.